This is program number LW1831. Well, it finally happened. Baby Doe is dead. Hi, this is Larry West. It's now above board and out in the open. It's been done in broad daylight, and even with the sanction of our judicial system, they've starved a newborn baby to death. And they did it just because it had Down's syndrome. Dave Andruco of the National Right to Life says their lawyer said it was a courageous decision. He said that they did it because these parents loved this child. It would seem that the whole nation could care less that an infant called Baby Doe was born April 9, 1982, at a suburban hospital in Indiana, and that 6 days later it died of starvation. But, on the contrary, there were some individuals who cared very much. Several people volunteered to adopt the child prior to its death on April 15. It wasn't that no one tried to save the child. Lawyers begged both the Monroe County Court and the Indiana Supreme Court to allow the child to be cared for. The answer was no. In the words of the parents' lawyer, quote, "Starvation was an appropriate means of treatment for Baby Doe." Now, I don't know how this news item grabs you, but I want to know, what's next? What's the next step in the chain of events resulting from the 1973 Supreme Court decision to allow abortion on demand? It was there that euthanasia started among us, in the mother's womb. Now it's occurred after the baby is born, and this fact is admitted now in the open. Who's next? Today, Baby Doe. Tomorrow, it may be you. What's to stop the increase in legal genocide? Am I speaking nonsense? Out of turn? Since the Supreme Court made the decision in 1973, almost 10 million babies' lives have been terminated. And now with Baby Doe, you tell me how far it's going to go before we stop it. Am I speaking out of turn? If so, then when are we supposed to start? When can we speak up? When can we object? When can we yell fire? Whole buildings burned down, you know, from a fire started with one spark. This spark, though, started 10 years ago. The house is now fully aflame. Baby Doe is dead. Folks, if we don't wake up and start speaking out, our beloved homeland is going to fall, and we with it. Once a foreigner, several decades ago, visited the United States, and upon his return, he wrote some immortal words. His name was Alexis de Tocqueville. Here's what he wrote. "I sought for the greatness and genius of America in her commodious harbors and her ample rivers, and it was not there. I sought for the greatness and genius of America in her fertile fields and boundless forests, and it was not there. I sought for the greatness and genius of America in her public school system and her institutions of learning, and it was not there. Not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits aflame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power." Then he said, "America is great because America is good. And if America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." Another great man once said, "The only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing." Folks, what's next? Don't you think it's time? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. There was a writer in the Bible who wrote some words to a society much like ours, and what he wrote might fit us a whole lot more than we would want to think. He wrote, "You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered innocent men who were not opposing you." Then he wrote, "The judge is standing at the door." Hey, Baby Doe is dead. I have a Bible study course, in case you're interested. It's free. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.